Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
That's right. Yeah, and this is the point of the book. When we view a God who is love, and love is not just compassion, and I want to talk a little bit about this, if that's okay. And that is, I want to teach people that God, who is love, is the builder of space, time, energy, matter, worlds, lives, relationships, and his laws and how he's designed reality to run is always an expression of his own nature. So Paul says in Romans 1:20, God's divine nature and eternal power is seen in what he has made, so that men are without excuse. And so I hope this makes sense to the audience, that when God created, he constructed reality to operate in harmony with his own nature. And the law of love, or the principle of love, is the principle of giving. Greater love is no man that he give his life for a friend. Love is not self-seeking. For God so loved the world, he gave. And so when you look into nature, you see this everywhere. I'll just give you one example on the phone here today on the show, and that is, with every breath you take, you give away carbon dioxide to the plants, and the plants give back oxygen to you. A never-ending circle of giving upon which life is actually constructed to operate. Now, you are free to transgress the law. You can take a plastic bag and tie it over your head and selfishly hoard your carbon dioxide to yourself. But the wage of that is death.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I think God is trying to teach us, that he is the builder of reality, and all reality is an expression of love, rightly understood. And sin is transgression of that design, that law, and it's incompatible with life as God designed it. Thus, we are dead in trespass and sin. We're in a terminal condition, and God, through Christ, is working to restore us back into harmony with himself so we can have life eternal.
Mm-hmm. Tim, I want to have you talk about one of the great Proverbs, Proverbs 23:7, that says, "For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." Now, we have to rid ourselves of every lie about God, don't we?
There's no question about that. Now, we mentioned the mind earlier. We mentioned the brain earlier. Now, as I see the heart is our true self. For instance, we mentioned mind, and we gave the example that part of our mind is our language, but our language doesn't determine whether we are honest or dishonest, whether we are loyal or disloyal, whether we're kind or cruel, whether and so forth and so on. Our heart is our core character, our sense, our individuality, our identity, and that is our heart.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.